I'm done with black people getting murdered on camera. I'm done with the voyeurism that goes with it. I'm done with the tribute memes. I'm done with the complacency surrounding the mistreatment of black people and lack of acknowledgement for our never-ending struggle. I'm done with explaining why I'm done with it and making you feel more comfortable by not speaking about it. I'm done with always having a few F's for your feelings. I'm done with you misunderstanding my passion for frustration and aggression when discussing things. I'm done with you never actively researching the significance of it. I'm done with diluting the message. I am done with code switching. I'm done with assimilating. I'm done with not speaking in vernacular because you deem it unprofessional. I'm done with translating. I'm done with validating. I'm done because I can't keep having the same conversations about why this happens again and again. I'm done because I'm exhausted. I'm done because I'm at the end of my tether. I'm done because I have zero F coins to place into the machine and continue to play the perpetual game of injustice and outrage. I am done. No amount of protest will create change quick enough for us to bask in the light of our liberation. No amount of memes, screenshots, infographics, and tweets could ever replace much needed dialogue to understand how the actions of an invisible enemy continue to keep us under the standard of life and basic privilege enjoyed by our counterparts. No amount of apologies or public displays of acknowledgement to the current injustice will satisfy my thirst for liberation and equality. Where was your interest when we were getting stopped and searched at record rates? Where was your concern when we were being told to go back to our own country? Where were your concerns during the Brexit rhetoric or the Windrush scandal, where they tried to deport those of us who rebuilt your not-so-great Britain and weakened post-World War II economy? We accepted a call to action to save the day by sending all our skilled workers to re-energise your manufacturing and transport industry and also save your beloved NHS. When you're out there banging your pots and pans, will you spare a thought for the black doctors and nurses who came to help your sick great-grandparents who refused their treatment as they didn't want to get touched by black hands? When you're out there banging your pots and pans, will you be doing so for the black transport, sanitary and hospitality workers who keep this country running alongside a whole host of internationals that you so despise but aren't sure why? We accepted an invitation to leave the sunshine for the cold, dreary streets. We gave you our cuisine and culture. In return, you denied us our credit. I'm done with suppressing how I feel. I'm done with bearing my soul and hearing your guilt. I'm done with hearing you make this all about you. I'm done with hearing you deflect the issue. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Until we rise up and meet injustice with collective and focused action against the oppressor, until we stop begging for a seat at the table and the respect we deserve, until we are actively educating our youth in the undiluted and vast history of our ancestors, until dominant society stop co-opting slogans and signals for corporate gain, until politicians and public figures stop virtue signaling, until society refuses to face the hard, inconvenient truth and re-educate yourselves on your checkered history of exploitation, genocide, and inferiority rhetoric, I'm done. Don't engage me in conversation if all you're going to do is gawk at my pain for your voyeuristic fetishes. Don't invite me to your panel discussions. Don't invite me to the unveiling of token gestures All invitations are hereby declined. I don't know whether you realize that this isn't just a moment. I don't know whether you realize that this isn't just some raise your profile opportunity. I don't know whether you actually realize that I'd never take you seriously. You will not and will never understand it fully. I'm done with white supremacy. I'm done.